Welcome to the Mark Forward Podcast. I am Mark Forward. Today we don't have a topic. It's one of those classics. No topic. Two stays.
Unhappy young man. There's a place you can go. I said young man. When you're short
of course, I'm joined by Eric Andrews. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, are you having a good... You turned into a robot.
Sometimes when we don't have structure, I don't know how to be.
Right. You just change your entire being as a person. Yeah. You're like, oh, what show am I on today? I don't even... You know what's funny? I don't even think of our show as a show. I don't think of it as a show.
What do you think?
I think of it as just some dumb thing we put out there.
Oh. Well, truth be told...
That's
you
what
are
it is?
Wrong, my friend.
I thought you were going to say you are right.
No.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, Mark.
Did you hear about this?
What is it?
Well, apparently Colorado Lake is overrun with thousands of pet goldfish.
Sounds great.
What do you mean?
That sounds like a great problem.
Well, goldfish are not a native species and are very harmful to the local aquatic ecosystem.
Throw a shark in there.
Well, you know what, Eric? I'm sick and tired of your answer to everything being throw a shark in there. You know what? Okay? I can't solve my family's problems by just throwing a shark in there. You got to do more than just constantly say, throw a shark in there.
Okay. Everyone in the town, come down to the river. Take home a couple fish. Save our town. It's the Go Home Goldfish Festival.
Hey, what happened? Hey, Eric. What happens to all those bunnies and chicks that are given out for Easter?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of them end up in animal shelters.
Ah. Why?
Well, because the kids don't want them. They're given a cute little chicken or a bunny.
And that grows up.
No, they don't even... by noon. They're like, what's this bag of garbage running around the house? I didn't want it. Give me chocolate. Like, I'd more question my parents. If it was Easter morning, and they're like, here's a chicken or a bunny, I'd be like, oh, great, responsibility, thanks. Other kids are just hunting for chocolate eggs.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I blame the parents. But anyway, a Florida farmer's offering an alternative that comes with a life lesson. He'll take in unwanted Easter pets and eventually use them for food.
Oh, wow. I didn't think it was going to go there. I mean, the place I thought it was going to go wasn't any better.
He is quoted as saying, they will be very humanely processed down the road.
You can't, you just can't process a rabbit very humanely.
Wait, the chicken?
Yeah.
You don't care about the chicken.
How can you? And I know that's
rude.
What do
you mean, how, number one, how is it rude? To chickens?
To people who care.
So you're saying to people... Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not going into it because
yeah,
we might upset some people. You know those people that are like, no.
Right. And I mean, we've talked about this before, I believe. Just how much chicken there is in the world.
There's a lot of chickens.
You walk down your street, 8 restaurants, they all have chicken.
They all have chicken.
You're going to the grocery store, you buy chicken there.
Yeah.
You're bringing it home, you don't eat it all. You throw some out.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's
we've talked about it before, but go buy a KFC on a Friday night. There's just people buckets. In their cars sitting waiting for buckets of chicken.
Yeah.
There's buckets of it.
That's why I'm like, how can you care about the chicken?
Right.
I mean, and I know it's a bad thing to say out loud.
Right. Nobody's eating the bunnies, right?
But I think I just don't care about animals with no ears. I think animals with ears just have a better rep. Name one animal with no
cow.
Cow. Ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
See, You're okay with killing the cow?
You never get angry at a cow.
Right. Oh, so you just mean emotionally. I thought we were still on the, like, killing them or not killing
them.
Yeah,
killing them too.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to see a cow dead. It does so much while it's alive.
Right, but you enjoy a steak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not every place has a steak.
Well, a lot of places have steak. Even shitty diners have steaks.
Yeah.
It might not be a great steak, but it still came from a cow.
But there's no bucket of steaks.
No, but there's giant steaks. There's 8-hour, 14-hour, 22-ounce steak.
Yes. Here's an example, then.
Snakes you don't like, obviously.
Snakes. Eels.
Right.
Gone.
Right.
Chickens. Chickens don't have ears.
Well, they have ears. They're just not prominent.
You need prominent ones.
So you're more into prominent ears.
Think of things with huge ears.
Yeah.
Sad. You're sad to see when they die.
Like?
Elephant.
Okay.
We have campaigns. Save the elephants.
So the bigger the ears, the sadder the death.
Yeah. Oh, but we care more.
So you didn't give two shits that all the dinosaurs were wiped out.
How can you?
Right. No ears. Shit.
You know? No one's aching too much about the alligators.
Should we be aching about them?
But we're,
should we be aching about the alligators?
Yeah.
Aching about the A's. A-A.
But we're all up in a hoot about the...
Ooh, the hoot. Why are we aching and hooting?
About the lions.
Right.
Ears. Very. You notice them.
Yeah.
In that mane. Within ears. That mane.
Yeah. Well, there's the female lion, too, where you can see the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's my question. We worry a lot about the whale.
That's a toss-up one, right?
No, I don't know the rules of this stupid, dumb ear game.
Maybe it's a personal thing.
So you don't give a shit about the whale?
I don't.
9 things you can't remember anymore thanks to technology. Phone numbers, birthdays, long division, how to write a check, how to write in cursive, literally just writing in general, giving directions, how to wait for someone in public, how to spell tricky words without looking them up. Hey, we're not going to do Eric's facts, F-A-C-T-S.
Hey, this is Eric's facts.
F-A-C-T-S.
F-A-C-T-S. Yeah, so these are just some facts.
Well, it could be things you fax to people.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, shoot, that's actually a good... That's something I'll do one day.
Okay, great. Can't wait for that segment.
But here's Eric's F-A-C-T-S's. Studies have shown that people are more likely to comply with a random request if you speak into their right ear.
Huh. Here's my question. I don't speak into anyone's ears when I'm requesting things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, excuse me, can you show me where the sweaters are? Like, I don't do it into an ear.
Right. But maybe if you did it like that... And the person's like, what's that? And now they're kind of leaning at you with their right ear.
Right.
Hopefully. And then you say...
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. When I see a human and I want them to do something for me...
Yes.
Here's the thing. When I see a human, period, and I'm asking them to do something, I'm not speaking into any ear. I'm just speaking to them.
But if... Yes, I understand.
Right?
You're looking at them face on.
Yeah.
But it's saying, if you want them to do something for you, say it into
their... Be a creepy weirdo and walk over to the right ear and go, hey, can you...
Or just situate yourself on the right side.
I'll situate this.
Here's another one. people prone to depressed moods also tend to notice more details.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I notice everything about you when I'm doing this podcast.
Shoot. Okay. But that, you know what that got me thinking about?
Please, tell me.
Never to have a happy detective. Always figure out a way to put him down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Never, this music's too uplifting for X-Facts. F-A-C-T-S.
Never say it to him. Great job, Jimmy.
Right. Because he'll stop being aware. Get it. I didn't, you know what? I didn't need the great job, Jimmy example. Didn't bring anything that brought no information that I already did not have.
I was just giving you an example.
Okay. Yeah. So don't say to my detective I've hired, great job, Jimmy. Got it.
Unless, actually, if that's not his name.
Y'all, then he might be like, hey, my name's Steven. Why did you hurt my feelings? I noticed. Oh, there's a gun. Fingerprints.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
That's the first time that's ever been said on this podcast.
Here's my last fact, which I think you'll find rather interesting.
F-A-C-T-S's?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
If you are under the age of 38, stats show that the funniest joke you will ever hear in your life is a joke you haven't heard yet.
Oh. That's a... I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I thought that was... Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I'm 40.
So
I might have heard it.
You've heard it already.
Well, that's not what that says.
Okay. I guess within...
I still could hear it.
No, it says you've already heard the funniest.
No, it says if you're under 38, you haven't heard the funniest joke ever yet. But you could hear it from 38 to 100.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so don't...
Oh, I miss...
You don't hear it... You don't hear it on your 38th birthday.
I misread this.
Oh, you're 38. Everybody, he's 38. He can hear it now. Hey, Eric. We have a special guest.
No.
Yeah. A lot of people have been wanting this person to be on the show. And
who is it?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Shania Twain?
No. Ladies and gentlemen. Pam.
I'm here, it's Pam, get ready.
Hey Pam, thanks a lot for stopping by.
No problem, anytime.
Thanks so much for everything you're doing, and the one question I think most people want to ask is, why so mean to our listeners on Twitter?
Well, some of them could just be a right bitch out there.
Yeah, but some of them are just asking simple questions.
Well, maybe they should ask a little bit more complex questions, don't you think, Mark?
Why would we want them to ask complex questions if they're just asking, like, when's the podcast coming out? Why would you want them to say, hey, what's the theory of relativity? Because then they wouldn't get the answer they're looking for.
I'm a simple horse, Mark.
I understand, and you bring this up all the time, which drives me nuts. That this I'm a simple horse thing. I get it. You're a horse.
So,
is this your theme music? Anyway. So,
really, I don't know if you know this about me, because I really haven't said much about myself to you other than in the workplace.
Yeah.
About, we need more paper.
Yeah.
We need more paper clips.
Yeah.
But I used to be in the circus, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, doing
Do you know
Were you a clown?
No.
Were you a ringmaster?
I was a horse, Mark. You know. Do what you know. And I don't know, maybe you have seen this act where a man, he mounts you.
Well, you know, I've been on vacation. So.
Well, that was my act.
Okay.
And we would ride around in circles.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little strange. Right?
Well, it's not strange at all. That's what happens at the circus.
Yeah, I haven't
been. A band stands on a horse.
I haven't been in a while.
You should go sometime.
Do you want to just talk about something?
Oh, yeah. I guess I did something kind of cool.
Oh, great.
Have you ever heard of a float tank?
Oh.
Or an isolation tank?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
This is where you lie in water. They close the door and you're supposed to hallucinate or go off into places.
Yeah.
And?
I did one.
So you got in the tank. Are you naked?
Completely naked.
Okay. Can you lock the door in the room?
Yeah. And that's something I forgot. And I started to think while I was in there. I was like, I didn't lock the door.
Right.
They could come in and steal my pants. So that kind of took me out of it. But I didn't remember that until like 40 minutes in there.
Right. But doesn't also part of you go, maybe I shouldn't lock the door? Because what if I get stuck in this thing?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's a great point. But basically, yeah, what it is, it's this dark-ish room.
Mm-hmm. And whose water are you laying in?
What do you mean, whose water?
Well, have other naked people lied in this water? Or do they...
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
No.
But it's salt water.
They don't flush it out and bring new water in for you?
I don't know. When you're done, there's a turbine that goes on.
So, yeah, they're draining the water. You're not lying in other people's filthy fucking water.
But it looked like it was just spinning around at the end.
There's no way you're lying in other people's filthy water.
But there's a lot of salt in it.
So what?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
So you get in. You're naked.
I get in there, and I was good for about 10 minutes. It's an hour journey.
There's that noise in your throat again.
It's an hour journey, and
it's an hour journey.
My first 10 minutes. It was all right.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Are you actually floating, or is your backside on the bottom?
You are completely floating.
Well, how do you completely float?
Because of all the salt.
Oh, okay, right, because it's heavier. Okay, yeah.
And then I remembered how claustrophobic I was.
Well, either you're claustrophobic or you're not claustrophobic.
No, I remembered.
Okay.
And then I opened my eyes.
That's like hanging out with a spider for 10 minutes and then going, oh my God. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
And it is pitch black in there.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Well, that's what pitch black usually is. I don't know. There could be different pitch blacks out there.
So I started to panic because I had been floating for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had spun and I didn't know where the door was anymore.
Okay.
And I was feeling around and everything just felt the same.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the handle because I forgot. I can't tell how high it was anymore because there's no light.
Right.
So I couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
So I eventually found the handle again.
Yeah.
And then I created a contraption so I would find it easier next time. I took a pool noodle and I jammed it in the handle. So it would come.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Wait. You had a pool noodle?
they had a pool noodle there.
In your little chamber?
Yeah.
Why?
They said you can bring it in case you wanted it to, like, put it behind your head or something.
Okay.
And I tried that, but I didn't like it. So I used it, and I jammed it in the handle so it came down to the water. So if I lost my bearings, I could just tap it. Okay. And I would know the handles around here. Followed it up.
All right.
So then I felt safe.
Okay. So now you're safe.
So now I was just floating around, kind of swimming.
By the way, he's making a a floating motion.
Swimming.
Here in front of me. And he normally doesn't make motions, but he's really making a big, very, very big motion. Like a mermaid.
Yeah. You're floating, right?
Yeah.
And it's completely silent.
Yeah.
And she said before I went in to maybe pretend like you're a fish. So I really got into that.
Oh, I hate this person, whoever said that. Like, I want to punch him in the face.
I got into it, though.
Okay.
And I was
okay.
I was doing, like, these like, fish
moves. He's doing fish moves. You can't see them, but he's doing different fish moves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that felt good.
Yeah.
And then I just lied there. And I closed my eyes because it felt better.
Right.
Even though everything's dark.
Yeah.
And then I just tried to let my mind go, which was hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah, because I kept thinking.
I'm lying in a big fucking dumb thing with salt water.
Yeah, and it's completely soundproof.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things going on in my head like, you know, what if somebody's robbing this place right now?
Yeah, it could be on fire.
Yeah, I would never know. Who's going to really come tell me? So once I got rid of those thoughts, I was just like, I actually let go of it, and then I was having these, like, dreams.
Okay.
Where I was in a library.
Is the water going in your ears?
Yeah, they're in my ears. And it was in my ears for weeks after.
Okay.
But I had this dream.
It was almost so beautiful a moment. Oh, yeah, that fucking salt was made. Okay, go.
But there was this moment, because I knew you were supposed to hallucinate and stuff, right?
Right.
So I was in this library, and it felt so real, and I picked up this book, and I could actually feel.
Why are you acting out everything in front of me? It's really making me uncomfortable. Okay. He just picked up a book, and it's not even a book. He has a book in front of him, and he picked up something that's not a book. Okay. So you pick up a book.
Yeah. And I could actually feel like the book's weight.
Okay.
And then I started thinking, oh my God, I can feel the book's weight. And then I lost it. I couldn't feel it anymore.
Okay. That's it.
And I had about probably 3 panic attacks in there.
Other than finding the door?
Finding the door. And then there was another time I felt like somebody pushed me. And I didn't like that.
No, why would you? I wouldn't like that when I'm not lying in salt water.
Yeah, but I think it's because I almost fell asleep. And then when I opened my eyes, it felt like the roof had come really close to my face. And then these dark shadows were coming over from behind my head. It scared me.
This sounds horrible.
But it was really relaxing.
No, at what point? Which point? The point where you were terrified you couldn't find the handle? When the ghost black monsters were coming around your eyes? When what? When the salt water was in your ear for weeks?
Yeah.
When the ceiling felt like it was closing in on you? What part was relaxing? Oh,
well, I lifted a book and it felt heavy.
There you go, guys. That's the Mark Forward Podcast for another week. No Topic Tuesday. I'm Mark Forward with an extra D on Twitter. That's Mark Manders, and we're in the Mark Forward Pod. Do you have anything you want to plug, Eric?
Winnipeg, May 9th.
Oh, yeah. We're in Winnipeg, May 9th.
Yeah.
That's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your tickets now, it's probably sold out. Get your tickets. Doing the podcast live. Joel McHale will be there. And we're doing a live stand-up show. Thanks a lot for listening.
It's the day of the end of summer. These are the days.